A group of lawmakers visited a healthcare unit at a state prison this week amid reports of severe understaffing and inadequate medical treatment. The lawmakers say the visit highlights the need for changes to the law that allows the release of prisoners who are seriously ill. Although the state passed a law allowing for medical parole or compassionate release 4 years ago, the lawmakers say it's not being applied the way they intended. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
State Senator Jamie Eldridge compared what he saw at MCI Norfolk this week to a movie.
It reminded me of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, in that the facility is just incredibly outdated and cramped and just not ideal for providing critical health care to prisoners in their 70s and 80s.
Complaints about care prompted the lawmakers' visit Monday to Norfolk's Critical Stabilization Unit, or CSU. Many of the complaints went to State Senator Becca Rausch, whose district includes the prison.
There are inconsistencies between some of what we're hearing from the administrators and some of what we're hearing from the folks who are living in the CSU.
MCI Norfolk holds some of the oldest prisoners in Massachusetts. The Department of Correction says it's delivering appropriate health care through its private vendor, WellPath. In a statement, WellPath said it is committed to providing a high standard of care. And like other medical providers, it has pandemic-related staffing shortages. Senator Eldridge suggests releasing more prisoners through the state's medical parole law. Recent DOC data show medical parole is granted to only about 10% of those who apply for it.
During the COVID era, you would think that the number of people released through that law would have been a significant increase, but it in fact remained very few who were released. And I think that's really troubling and sad commentary.
The medical parole law allows for the release of prisoners who are permanently incapacitated or terminally ill. Ever since the law passed in 2018, it's been the subject of legislative and legal wrangling. Critics say the state is arbitrarily denying medical parole, especially to those convicted of murder. Attorney Michael Nam Crane represents James Keown, who is at Norfolk. Keown has several health issues, including ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. Nam Crane says doctors estimate that the 47-year-old Keown will die within 3 years.
When you visit him, he's in a wheelchair and his legs don't work and his hands don't really work, but he definitely is permanently incapacitated such that he's not a danger to anybody.
Keown's application for medical parole has been denied 3 times, and Nam Crane is appealing. Keown is serving a life sentence for his 2008 conviction on charges of murdering his wife. His wife's family opposes release. But Nam Crane argues that a prisoner's crime should not be a factor in medical parole. He says the law was designed for those who've been in prison for a long time.
The legislature specifically intended for murderers to get out because of compassionate release, because number one, it's compassionate, it's the human thing to do, and because people like my client sadly cost just more money than we have to keep in that kind of setting.
Estimates suggest that caring for a sick prisoner costs the state 2 to 3 times the average $70,000 it spends per prisoner each year. There are also lawmakers who say some people should never be let out of prison. State Representative Brian Ash plans to refile legislation that would bar medical parole to those convicted of first-degree murder.
The judge and or jury deemed it that they should be in jail for the rest of their lives. And to have them get out for whatever reason really just spits in the face of the victims.
Ash acknowledges he's personally affected. 62-year-old John Stoat was convicted of killing Ash's relative, John Jackie Regan, in 1997. Stoat was granted medical parole in December, but he remains incarcerated, waiting for a DOC-approved placement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.